5th and 26th
at the Two Hill. Click dancestlewis.org.
Hey, Frank O'Pinion, when you go in the showroom at Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home, you're going to see some signs around that say, we only look expensive. And they do. If Thompson Price does a kitchen, a bathroom, a home entertainment room, it's going to look expensive. Expensive is a relative term. You know what's expensive? Expensive is shoddy workmanship that you didn't pay a lot for, and it's garbage. It has to be redone because it wasn't first class. It wasn't what you really wanted. You tried to cut corners. That's expensive. Having to do anything twice or having it redone sooner than you expected to, that's expensive. Quality first-class workmanship is not expensive. When you can look at something 15 years later after it was done and say, hey, this still looks great, and that was money well spent, that's not expensive. Now, there are some places that are. There are places where you can you pay for something you don't get. You overpay. Not Thompson Price. You get every dollar's worth. It is money well spent, and boy, do they know what they're doing when it comes to kitchens, bathrooms, and home entertainment rooms. Start with their website, thompsonprice.com. That'll tell you where the showroom is located. I hope you can drop in there, too, and take a look at just a small sample of what they're able to do. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Big 550 KTRS, the large morning show in the afternoon. Frank is not here, which frankly isn't all that unusual. Only here 80% of the time when he is here. But Ian and Dan are off as well. The whole gang is down in Jamaica for the whole week with several dozen large morning show in the afternoon listeners, AM and the PMers, and having a great time. And I'm sure the weather is fun. And it's all you can drink and all you can eat and... Okay.
And they trusted us.
I don't know if you understand exactly how jealous all of us are of the fact that they're... Well, you are, too, as you're listening to this show. And we here in St. Louis today were hit with what I call holy crap cold.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
You know, a couple of days ago, it was 60 degrees, and it was 50 degrees, and it was 40 degrees. Okay, we can handle that. Today, you walk out of your nice warm house or your business. Like, if you got out of work at 5 o'clock and you walked out to your car this afternoon, I guarantee the first thing that went through your mind was, holy crap, it's cold. Wow. So I'm Paul Harris. He's Tim Weiland. Josh is here as well. And we're not doing the Harris Challenge today. We're going to keep that on Fridays, which we do it every Friday when I'm here doing the Friday afternoon version of this show. So no Harris Challenge today. But a couple of things I do want to mention. First of all, John Hadley is going to be here after the 6 o'clock news. And tonight's sports show will be a lot about Stan Musial. The ultimate baseball warrior, 92 years old when he died on Saturday. And Martin Kilcoyne did a couple of hours about him earlier today. John will have a lot of later on today. And so not much for us to say here on this show that won't be said on those two. I do have one sports thing I want to say. Am I the only one who's already sick of the Harbaugh brothers?
No, the Bro Bowl.
Yeah, Harbaugh Bowl.
Harbaugh. I hear it being called. I'm going to watch the Super Bowl, but I may actually not have to watch any sports centers between now and then because I'm already so sick of it. So let's talk about another football-related thing, and this is sad news. The Lingerie Football League is no more.
No.
Yes.
I thought we were getting a team in St. Louis.
So did I. Weren't there tryouts just a couple of months ago out in St. Charles?
Is that all for naught?
They are changing their name, their logo, and the requirement that the women play in what essentially was a bra and panties with shoulder pads. They're changing the league to the Legends Football League. Thus, just as they weren't playing in lingerie before, they didn't know the definition of lingerie, they now don't know the definition of legends. You don't call people a legend when they start playing a game. It's a, you know, Stan the man. Legend. Somebody who goes out there and puts on pads for the first time and gets hit. Not a legend.
Well, nobody's going to come to the Rookies League.
All right, but don't call it the Legends Football League.
Right.
Ladies Football League. Something. I mean, if you had to keep the LFL from Lingerie Football League, They say they're going to replace the lace with performance wear. And instead of the women, instead of true fantasy football, they'll be women of the gridiron. This is what I call a guaranteed failed business. Not that I think the Lingerie Football League was a great idea to begin with, or do I even know whether it was a moneymaker. I don't think it was.
It's kind of goofy.
I mean, was it ever on TV?
Yes.
It was on MTV.
Oh, really?
Music television.
Yeah, well, that the USIC went out of that formula a long time ago.
Right.
Did it get ratings?
Probably not.
I never watched it.
I will say that if you are mourning the loss of a sport with nearly naked women, there is a new Bikini Basketball Association that's starting up. And speaking of football, Manti Te'o has agreed to do an interview, not with Oprah, but with Katie.
Katie Couric.
Yes. He'll be on her show this Thursday.
Wait.
What?
Her talk show?
Yeah.
Is that still around?
Yeah.
Is that doing well?
Yeah, it's doing okay.
It has picked up in ratings.
Yeah.
Filling the hole that Oprah left when Oprah went?
Well, I think Ellen DeGeneres is the queen of daytime talk now.
Yes. Okay.
And Anderson Cooper wanted to be the queen of daytime talk, but his show didn't do that well. And he's just going back to CNN. And so I think Katie Couric is doing okay. You know, when I was reading this article, you know who's doing well? I didn't even know he had a talk show during the day. Steve Harvey.
Really?
Yeah, the guy from the original Kings of Comedy.
Yeah.
Very, very funny guy.
Yeah.
Doesn't he do...
He does Family Feud.
Yeah,
Feud. And he also apparently has a daytime talk show. I don't watch daytime talk shows, so I wouldn't know any of this.
I don't think we get it in our market.
How would we know?
Yeah.
That's like, you know, as far as I'm concerned, all the daytime shows are either The View or some judge.
The judge shows, yes.
Yeah. Doesn't Channel 2 run judge this, judge that, judge the other?
Judge Judy, Joe Brown.
I want to know how these guys come up with who they're going to speak with. You know, I mean, do they throw a name in a hat and just say, I think I'll talk to Oprah. I think I'll talk to Katie.
Good question. Turns out that Manti Te'o has a manager who happens to be Katie Couric's manager.
Ah.
You see the connection there?
Yes.
Mm. All right. See, a couple of things about the inauguration today, or the re-inauguration, which has never made any sense to me. I don't understand why we throw a big party for somebody who we hire for a job the first place. But okay, it's your first presidential inauguration, that's a pretty big deal. There's too much pomp and circumstance in it for me. You know, we're supposed to be the non-royal nation, but we act kind of like we've got a new king, whoever it is. I mean, whether it was Bush or Reagan or Clinton or now Obama, it's all full of that kind of royal pomp and circumstance with horns and parades.
Yeah.
It's, you know, what's the difference between that and what happens in countries where they have kings
like
and queens? Same kind of thing to me. But to then have it again the second time. Hey, you're keeping your job. We're throwing you a party. When has that ever happened to anybody? Of course, I'm talking to radio people who never actually kept a job.
Right.
But Jenkins, get in here. We've decided you're going to get to work here another year. Yay. Bar, he's a jolly good fellow. Right. That doesn't happen. By the way, we're all going out to Morton's. Let's go. That does not happen.
That's the thing I don't get is because he is 44. Is that right?
Yes.
He's the 44th president. He's not 44 and 45.
Right. Although somebody at the inauguration today referred to him as the 45th president, thinking, well, he was the 44th president. Now he's been re-inaugurated, so he's the 45th, but he isn't.
But that's not right.
Not correct.
So technically speaking, he's still the 44th president.
Just like Bush was 43, and before him, Clinton was 42, even though they each served two terms.
So, again, I don't know why you celebrate, like you said.
I don't either.
For keeping your job. And he shouldn't have anything to be celebrating about. I mean, frankly, the way that
it's a celebration for him. He got to keep the job.
Well,
if he wanted to throw a party for himself, well, I guess that's essentially what he did, isn't it?
Yes.
But it was a victory, so.
Well, and he should feel lucky that he kept his job.
But that victory celebration was in November.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, they had a whole big thing. 4 years ago, it was outdoors. This year, it was indoors. But they, you know.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you're right. But this is the official victory party. This is the $50 million.
Where everyone who gave him money gets to go in and shake his hand and have a good time.
And the general public got to go there too and stand way, way, way away and watch it on a big screen. That's the part of this I never get. And I used to live in Washington, and I would never have gone to any of these things. But I know that the National Mall between the Capitol and the Washington and the Lincoln Memorial, rather, from one end of the mall to the other, that's a couple of miles there of big open space. Why would you want to go to something outdoors like this, and it was in the 30s in D.C. today, and you're going to be a half a mile away from the guy who's speaking, and you're essentially just watching him on a big screen?
Well, I want to go to see the president, Paul.
You're not seeing the president. You're watching him on TV, just like I did in St. Louis today in my house.
Interestingly enough, yesterday on one of the news channels, they interviewed some people that were there. They took a bus and everything, and they just said they don't really care if they get to see the president. They just want to be there to be a part of it.
I don't get that.
I don't get that either. If I'm going to go, I want to see the guy.
And particularly, I'd want to be up a little bit closer than that.
Right.
So Beyonce, I thought, did a good job with the national anthem. I just looked on Twitter. Beyonce has 6.9 million followers on Twitter. Guess how many tweets, how many times she has added content to Twitter?
I'm going to say it's low. 20.
Four
tweets.
Let me guess. 6.9 million people following her, waiting for her next utterance. She hasn't tweeted since August 19th.
She tweeted the birth of her baby and maybe an ad for something.
By the way, is she the first person to try to pull off the inaugural anthem halftime Super Bowl double?
Oh, wow.
Has anybody ever done that in the same year?
That's like the same city winning the Super Bowl and the World Series in the same year.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Kelly Clarkson was also there. She sang God Bless America. I tuned in to Fox News Channel right afterwards. They had Justin Guarini giving a rebuttal. It's good counter-programming. What else about this? He mentioned climate change and Newtown, and also the first time a president of the U.S. has called for equal rights for gay and lesbian Americans. I think it's the first time anybody said the word gay in an inaugural address ever. Maybe James Buchanan. He also mentioned Stonewall, which was a gay bar where a police raid in 1969 kind of sparked the gay rights movement. He mentioned that in the same breath as the Women's Rights Convention at Seneca Falls and the Civil Rights Marches from Selma. So that was there. And the good news today was that the Chief Justice, John Roberts, didn't blow the oath like he did 4 years ago. It was only a matter of, one of the most historic inaugurations of all time, the first black guy to take the oath of office, and Roberts blew it. This time, you know who blew it? Obama.
Yeah.
When he said, I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States. That's what he said.
Is this one of those things where he has to go back in tomorrow?
No, because he took it yesterday.
Oh, so it's official.
Because January 20th is the day that the Constitution says he has to do it. And at noon yesterday, John Roberts went over there. And I actually watched the video of this. It was the lowest key thing I've ever seen anybody in politics ever do.
Was he? Was the president in his sweatpants?
Wasn't quite that low. Was not quite that low key. But the Chief Justice walked in, and then the president walked in with his wife and his daughters, and he put his hand on a Bible, and he raised his other hand, and the justice read the thing, and congratulations, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice. And they walked out. Wow. And that was it.
Hey, John, can I get you a glass of water? You want to just do this?
Well, there may have been some of that in the back room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned about, he mentioned equal rights for gays and lesbians.
Yes.
And he mentioned this one, that the guy who wrote the inauguration poem.
Yeah.
He's gay.
Oh, he is?
I believe he was the first one. I mean, that was the interview that I saw yesterday.
And the woman who gave the invocation today, Merle Evers Williams, the wife of slain civil rights leader Medgar Evers, and she's been a civil rights leader herself, first woman to ever give the invocation, and the first layperson. Usually it's a member of the clergy who does that.
Interesting.
So a little bit of minor history today. Can we play the Al Roker thing? All the networks were doing endless coverage of this today, and NBC had reporters all over the place. Well, they all had reporters all over the place. I just happened to catch this little thing earlier this afternoon. President Obama had the inauguration. Then he had lunch with members of Congress. And then they had the parade. And for the parade, he gets into the official presidential limousine, the Beast, the Secret Service calls it. You know, it's got the run-flat tires and the two-inch-thick bulletproof glass and all the
stuff.
It
looked like a Hummer.
I think it's probably like the most intensely secure vehicle in the world. But, of course, it's become a tradition. I don't know which president started this tradition, but you have to get out along the parade route and go over and say hello to people.
Wasn't it Jimmy Carter?
Was it Jimmy Carter?
As soon as I saw that today, that's what it reminded
Carter,
me of.
Reagan. Maybe it was.
I think it was Carter.
Maybe it was somebody before that. I don't know. So NBC had different correspondents at different places along the route where they thought the president might jump out because they wanted to have somebody reporting on that. And, of course, when you speak of people who cover Washington, the first person who comes to mind, of course, is Al Roker, weatherman for the Today Show.
Yeah, right.
So Al is off. He's on the side of, what is that, Pennsylvania Avenue that they go down?
You live there. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, you tell
I
us.
I don't go to these things. There's too many people. I watch them from home. I never, ever, ever go. So Al's on the side there, and the president and the first lady do get out. And, of course, you can see the sphincters of the Secret Service guys pucker underneath their pants and coats. You can see that on TV. They are all going on super double, triple, quadruple high alert status. You know, they've practiced this 1,000 times. But still, now there's a crowd, and you never know when there's going to be some nutball and who knows what's going to go on. So they're all trying to remain cool because you do not want to be the Secret Service guy who goes crazy when nothing's actually happening. You know, some little child's balloon pops and
Well, then also after that, you saw that little clip of that assassination attempt over in Belgium.
Yes.
I mean, some nut could just do that.
Yes. You're right. So Al Roker's on the side of the street there and the Obama.
Al Roker could do it.
Yes, he could. And the Obamas get out, and Brian Williams is anchoring their coverage, and they're going to throw it to Al, and Al has kind of been teasing the fact that he's right there, and Brian's saying, well, this could be your big moment, Al. This could be it. You know, well, we're expecting you to get the Obamas to say something. So this is the nice, calm, decorous way to get the attention of the President of the United States.
Mr. President! How's it going? Is the weather good?
Yeah.
Is that fantastic? All right,
fantastic.
Mr. President!
Wow.
He gave him a thumbs up and said it's great.
The first interview with the newly reinaugurated 44th President of the United States.
Wow.
Sure, that was a thumb he gave him.
I guess that's what you have to do if that's your job, right? You're paid to stand there all day long. He's been waiting for that.
And to yell to him like that? I've never heard that before.
That was louder than...
I know.
You know the Secret Service guys were all like putting their hand on their... What is that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just Al Roker.
It's the guy we trained for. There he is.
Yeah, really. What's he got in his hand?
It's 5:31 here at the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, taking a look at the traffic, not much happening. We're looking much better now on southbound 270. It's pretty open now between 64 and Doherty Ferry. Still some slowdowns on westbound 70. That's going to be about it, just going to the Blanchette Bridge from the Earth City Expressway to the Blanchette. On the downtown bridge approaches, no delays there. Just a little busy from the Kingbridge split to Highway 64. On eastbound 5570. And this traffic report brought to you by Allstate. Don't let mayhem leave you stranded. Be protected with the Good Hands roadside assistance from Allstate. It's free to join, open to everyone. Register at allstate.com/roadside. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We'll be right back with Mike Evans and Knuckleheads in the News.
What a great game. Only a few minutes to go.
Hey, we're going to win this one, just like I won with my mortgage.
What do you mean?
Rates are still at historic lows, and I was able to refinance my mortgage before it was too late.
Really?
You need to contact American Equity Mortgage before the clock runs out.
Wait a minute.
Aren't you?
Just remember, AmericanEquity.com. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Take advantage of these historically low rates before it's too late. Call us today to find out how you can save hundreds, even thousands of dollars on your mortgage. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. 878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call right now.
We'll get you to a better place. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Is there anything better than sitting on your deck enjoying a nice iced tea and a burger? First, you need the deck. How's your deck holding up? Time for a new one? Time to redo the one you're sitting on? It's time to call Outdoor Living. Outdoor Living helped me with my deck, and I cannot tell you how thrilled I am. Outdoor Living, Inc. not only showed me all the different options, whether it's PVC, composite, vinyl wrapped, wood, but Outdoor Living has the largest showroom in St. Louis, 2,000 square feet of decking, so I figured out exactly what I wanted from the largest showroom in town. Fencing, decking, lights, pergolas, three-season, two-season porches, low maintenance. Check out their website, OutdoorLivingInc.com. That's OutdoorLivingInc.com. They'll build you the deck of your dreams, or they'll sell you the material and you can build it yourself. 314-966-DECK or OutdoorLivingInc.com. You need a deck, a fence, lights, pergolas, whatever it is. You need an outdoor expert. You need OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Your new smile is a day away. Dentures and Dental Services of Arnold can provide you with a full set of dentures in one day, starting at $395. Just $395 for a quality set of dentures. A new set of dentures for a great smile. Call Dentures and Dental Services now, 636-287-9331. They also offer premium dentures at a fraction of the cost. That number again is 636-287-9331. They're a general dentistry office. Complete exams, crowns for $695. Bridges and partials, $39 for simple extractions with immediate dentures. Hit a home run today. Trust your dental care to the caring staff at Dentures and Dental Services of Arnold. In most cases, they accept and file your insurance claims for you. Providers are general dentists and not specialists. Thomas J. Kennedy of Missouri, DDS, LLC, and Associates. Don't wait. Call today. 636-287-9331.
Are you looking at your windows, wishing they would work, but you can't afford to have your windows or patio door replaced right now? Call Genesco Window Products. They have the parts and expertise to repair most brands of windows and patio doors. And you can save by bringing in a sample of the part you need, and they will try to match it with a new one. Call them at 314-567-9175. That's 314-567-9175. Or go to their website at GenescoWindowProducts.com.
Planning a trip? Planning a family vacation? How about corporate travel? Look no further than Altair Travel and Cruises. They booked us once again on a trip of a lifetime down the Danube River. We'll be taking a bunch of KTRS listeners come July. But for you, how about joining us on a spring training trip down to Jupiter, Florida to check out the Cardinals? Maybe you're planning a family trip of your own. Maybe you have some corporate travel in the future. You can go online and try and book all these things yourself. Good luck to you. It's going to cost you more money. It's going to cost you more aggravation, and you're not going to have a good time. Or you can call Altair Travel at 314-968-9600. They will make sure you have a great time. They'll take care of everything. All you have to worry about is how much fun you're going to have. They're next to O.B. Clark's on Brentwood Boulevard, 314-968-9600, or altairtravel.com. For all of your travel arrangements, there's one company, Altair Travel and Cruises.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope.
there's Josh and his cat Bernard.
He was found living by a dumpster, so I guess anything's a step up from that.
There's Lori and her dog Ellie.
It's thrilling to save a life, to know that you're maybe their last chance and their only hope for a good life.
Hope. That's what brought together Purina One Brand Pet Foods and animal welfare organizations to form the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
The 10th Anniversary World's Greatest Sports Trivia Championship, presented by Worldwide Technology, is coming February the 8th to Chaffetz Arena at St. Louis University. Enter your trivia team and help St. Patrick Center build permanent positive change in our community. Join hosts Kara Henderson-Sneed and the Sklar Brothers. Meet professional athletes. Win season tickets and other great prizes. To reserve your table for Friday, February the 8th at Chaffetz Arena, call 314-802-5445 or visit stpatrickcenter.org.
Tiny bubble in the wine.
See, the Don Ho connection here would be Hawaiian, just like Mike Evans, who's on every day at this time here on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. See the stuff that they've done for others and that they can do for you to make your place look so much better on their website, thompsonprice.com. And here now, another member of the show who did not get the invite to Jamaica, Mike Evans. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Got a pop quiz for everybody today, with it being Dr. Martin Luther King Day and Inauguration Day. How many states has President Obama been to since becoming president? 24, 34, 44, all 50. Answer in just a minute. Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah is currently going on. It is the worst film festival in the United States. Used to be great, but now most of the films are films that couldn't make it in theaters. Weather's never very good, and the gouging of the visitors is now legendary. Hotel prices before the festival, $200. After the festival starts, goes up to $1,000.
Oh.
No parking anywhere in the Park City city limits. 2 to 3 hour wait in every restaurant.
Wow.
You must order dinner if you want a glass of wine. That's a new law they have.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. Just they don't want people coming in drinking. Want them to make sure they eat. You have to stand in line in the cold for hours before seeing any movie. Skiing tickets cost about $400 a day.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this, what a rip.
Now, I was reading today about a movie that was shown there at Sundance. Did you hear about this guy who apparently took some cameras inside Disneyland and made his own, like, horror movie with members of his family or something?
And, yeah, I did hear about that.
And he, like, used some of the Disney rides and characters in it. There's no way that can ever be shown anywhere with Disney being so litigious, right?
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
To Justin Bieber nuggets. Word is that his mother's considering run for public office. And what's up with Justin Bieber tweeting a picture of a skinny, naked, pale butt? Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Oh, it's a picture of the crack showing. It's like, what is that all about? We don't need to see that.
I don't know.
This has a special meaning there, more than any other city that I'm on. Sorry to hear about the loss of Hall of Fame St. Louis Cardinal baseball great Stan Musial.
Yeah.
I met Stan several times. One of the most unique stories is that, and it's too long to explain, but Stan Musial and I spent an afternoon together shopping in Atlanta, Georgia one afternoon.
Wow.
Kind of unusual.
Well, you weren't planning on being there together.
No, he was there for an All-Star game.
Uh-huh.
And there was the day before the All-Star game, and I was there covering the All-Star game. And I was on an escalator at a department store going up, and he was going down, and I recognized him. I yelled at him, and I had interviewed him a couple of times before that. And every time I had a chance, he was long, long retired. And so he waited for me at the bottom of the escalator, and I came down and reintroduced myself. And, oh, yeah, and we talked a little bit and talked about the game the next day. And he said, I go, what are you doing? He said, I'm shopping for some shoes and just shopping a little bit. And I said, well, that's what I'm doing. He goes, well, let's shop.
So wow.
Kind of cool, don't you think?
Yeah. How many times did you have to say, now, Stan, I don't sign autographs?
I didn't do that.
No.
No. Do me a favor. Don't come back. talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger's new movie, Last Stand, came in 10th place. Stick a fork in Arnold. He is done.
Wow.
Just bad.
Yeah.
Lance Armstrong and Oprah's ratings, bad. Bad ratings. People didn't tune it in. And at last count, they have figured there's been at least a half a dozen times that Armstrong was caught lying to Oprah during the interview.
Now, did he say anything that can get him in criminal trouble? I know there are lawsuits against him, but is there any, like, criminal fraud charge that can be filed against him? Or
I don't think so.
Maybe statute of limitations already passed. I don't
possibly.
Know.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live ratings were huge, but Jennifer Lawrence, who I love, she was terrible. I don't know if anybody saw Saturday Night Live, but
I
it was not
know.
Good.
I agree. And also, I tuned in and I thought to myself, are they going to do a Lance opening or are they going to do a Manti Te'o opening? And they did both with the guy who does a terrible Piers Morgan. Where was Oprah? Why don't you have one of your people doing Oprah and just do the Lance thing and then save the... I mean, you're set up to have two skits.
The whole show is bad.
Oh, really. It's terrible.
And how many states has President Obama been to since becoming president? 24, 34, 44, all 50.
Tim?
I'm going to go with 44.
Josh?
I mean, it's got to be all 50.
I'm going to go 24.
44, the six he has not been to, Arkansas, Idaho, Utah, North Dakota, South Dakota, and South Carolina. Obama also has made 836 flights on Air Force One. And that's about one every 2.5 days and costs $1 million every time he fires it up.
Wow.
And he played 113 rounds of golf. There you go and there you be. Have a great day, Mike Evans. See
you. See you, Mike. All right. Mike Evans brought to you each day by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Tomorrow, Mike will be on a little bit earlier in the show because we're off at 5:30 because we've got a Mizzou basketball game tomorrow night. And while Mike was talking, I actually looked this up. According to CNN, it is unlikely Lance Armstrong will face criminal fraud or perjury charges in connection with a closed federal investigation, despite his admission of using banned performance-enhancing drugs. The investigation was closed last February without any charges. Although he has admitted that he lied about his use of banned substances and procedures, he wouldn't face perjury charges in connection with the probe because he never testified in those proceedings. Also, there is a statute of limitations on criminal fraud of 5 years. And since he told Oprah he stopped doping after his retirement in 2005, that would seem to leave him covered there.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
Criminal lawsuits, he's statute of limitation, he's beyond that.
Yeah.
He's going to get all these civil suits where people want money.
Yeah.
But just like OJ,
yeah.
Are they going to get it?
I don't know if he has any money or how that works, but one company said we paid the guy $12 million we wanted back.
Yeah, and I mean, so what happens then if you can't pay any of this? I mean, he's going to owe lots of people, the other thing I don't understand, if he lied in court, why is there a statute of limitation there? If he lied in court...
But he didn't lie. But he didn't lie yet.
Well, but basically...
Those lawsuits that you're talking about haven't gone through yet.
Right, but he did lie. He was under oath and said he didn't take steroids when he won these... defamation of character lawsuits. So he lied in court to win these cases against who?
Actually go to court? Did he actually?
Yeah, the one guy that McGraw had on in the morning was from some newspaper in London.
Mm-hmm. And, the Sunday Times.
And I think they settled for $1.5 million or something like that.
But maybe they settled without it actually going to court.
Well, that's true.
That's what I'm saying.
True. Okay.
Because if he actually did lie on the stand, then there's big trouble there. Because that's perjury charges, and I think they can go back after him, particularly since it's been in just the last few years.
Roger Clemens.
Okay.
But there are many instances where those things were settled like that.
Yeah, out of court, so nothing is on record.
And I would bet you that when these lawsuits come up, the $100 million suit and the others that are being filed against them, and the sponsors who are going to want their money back, they're going to have to work out some sort of settlement, because how much money does the guy have?
Yeah.
I don't know. But he said during one of the Oprah things, when he found out he lost the endorsements, that was a $75 million day.
That was a good line. That was a $75 million day.
I remember I went to the boat and I had a $75 day.
Yeah.
Not quite exactly the same. There's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. On Saturday, it was Gun Appreciation Day. And on Gun Appreciation Day, there were shootings at 3 different gun shows to celebrate Gun Appreciation Day. In Raleigh, North Carolina, a 12-gauge shotgun went off while the owner was unzipping it from its case to show a security officer at a safety checkpoint at the gun show. Did not think to himself, unload before unwrapping. Then there were three people injured there. Then we go to Indianapolis, where a guy was walking back to his car after going to a local gun show on Gun Appreciation Day. He's loading the semi-automatic he just bought, shot himself in the hand. And then from Medina, Ohio, I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's Ohio, though. A vendor there at one of the rally booths was handing a loaded gun to a customer when he accidentally shot himself. Why are you handing him a Continuing with knuckleheads in the news, we go to Van Buren County, Michigan, where a 42-year-old guy went to the sheriff's office to bail out a buddy on Saturday morning, ended up behind bars with his friend after a deputy looked out the window of the sheriff's office building and saw the guy urinating on the building. The guy was drunk and told the deputy he simply couldn't hold it long enough to get inside. The deputy pointed out, you were already inside here. We just released you from this jail 3 hours ago. He was arrested for disorderly conduct. Next, we go to Oxford, England, where Amy Jones had a yellow dress she wanted to sell on eBay. So she hung it up on her closet door, took a photo of it, uploaded it to the auction site. What she didn't realize was that in the photo, she could be seen in a mirror wearing a bra and nothing else. Bottomless. The photo quickly went viral, other people posting it to Twitter and Facebook. Amy finally heard about that, took it down. She says, it's so embarrassing, it's such a dizzy, stupid thing to do, and now the whole world has seen me in the nude. By the way, my boyfriend Andy thinks the whole thing is hilarious. She has since posted the dress on eBay again, but cropped the photo so she can't be seen.
Well, I would hope so.
She changed the message to say, quote, as seen by thousands, never worn naked. This just in, Lena Dunham is booked her on to the next episode of Girls. Story number four comes from Juneau, Alaska. Two dancers at a strip club got into a fight after one of them grabbed a dollar bill that a customer was holding up as a tip. The other one said, hey, that's mine. I just earned it on stage. It's not yours. The strippers, 19 and 23 years old, were arrested for disorderly conduct after they pulled each other's hair, slapped and punched each other until other dancers and customers broke up the fight. I'm going to guess that at that point, there were some guys with fives and tens around the stage.
A dollar, right?
A dollar. And we finish in Fremont, California, where police got several complaints about a guy running around in a supermarket parking lot naked. When they got there, they found the guy, but he wasn't nude. He was wearing khaki-colored pants and a black leather dog collar and leash and a Scooby-Doo mask. When the cops asked him, what's with the mask and the collar? And why are you running around like this? He said, I recently lost weight and I wanted to show off my new body. After talking to him for a couple of minutes, the cops realized this guy hasn't broken any laws. So they let Scooby-Doo go. Right, Rard? Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today from the Big 550 KTRS.
Good morning.
Hey, sweetie, hand me my toothbrush.
Here you go.
Excuse me.
Just a minute.
A little togetherness goes a long way in the bathroom.
Raise your arm.
Time to call Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths at 636-391-9099.
Grab the shower curtain. I'll pull you over.
My foot's stuck in the trash can.
Uh-oh.
They'll call you back. Provide an itemized estimate so you know what you're paying for. And their guys work when they show up.
Help me pull it off my foot.
Be it a large or small project, Callier and Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier and Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I think it's stuck.
Call Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099.
What's that number?
636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com.
At Stefanina's, not only can you order whatever toppings you want on your pizza, you can even choose the cheese.
Fan of mozzarella? Just ask for it. Love the flavor of Provel? No problem. Heck, you can mix the two if you like. A thin, crispy crust and your favorite hot melted cheese? It doesn't get any better. Stefanina's has been a favorite in St. Charles County for 30 years. They recently added a fifth location in Chesterfield on Chesterfield Airport Road. Dine in, carry out, or have it delivered. Locations and full menus are online at stefspizza.com. That's stefspizza.com. Join the email club and get a coupon for a free appetizer, plus weekly coupon specials. You can even place your order online. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's favorite Italian restaurants. Choose your toppings, choose your cheese, choose the best, Stefanina's. For menus, locations, and daily specials, see stuffspizza.com.
It's Frank. I got an email last week that I didn't get a chance to share with you. It's very short and sweet and to the point, and here it is. It's from a listener named Paul, and he says, Frank, I'm going this evening. Now, this came in Wednesday, January 16th. He says, I'm going this evening to close on my auto refinance loan. First Community is saving me 33% per month on my car payments. I got a great interest rate. Thank you for the reference. Well, thank you, Paul, and thanks to all of you who have decided to start banking at First Community Credit Union. Now, very quickly, here's one reason you may want to consider this now more than ever before. If you'll transfer your credit card balances from your current credit card to any First Community credit card, you'll pay 0% interest for an entire year on the transferred balance. And you'll only pay 3.99% interest on all your credit card purchases till the end of this year, subject to credit approval. And, of course, it excludes existing balances on First Community credit cards. Look into it. Go to their website. Find out more. Great place to bank. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Well, not much traffic to talk about, but we do have a couple of stalls. Well, they just cleared one. The first one was at northbound 270 at Manchester, but they've just cleared one southbound 270 at Doherty Ferry. And the only other slowdown you have is on westbound 70 between the Earth City Expressway and the Blanchette Bridge. And this report is brought to you by Bosch Wiper Blades. Bosch reminds you to change your wiper blades this season and be prepared before extreme weather hits. Get exclusive Bosch Beam technology for superior all-weather performance. Bosch Wiper Blades, clear the way. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Original Batmobile was sold this weekend. The guy who owned it was the guy who originally created it out of a 1955 Lincoln Futura concept car. It had lasers and the bat phone and the smoke screens and the oil slicks and the turbo power and everything. Not actually road ready, but appeared in the TV show for 3 years and a couple of big screen movies and car shows all over the country. It sold this weekend for $4.2 million at an auction. The reserve price was $500,000.
Wow.
In other words, we're not taking any bids less than $500,000. It sold for 8.5 times that.
Wow.
Amazing. This is a just a little thing I have to say to my fellow members of the media. I wish I had been able to get to them this morning and tell them to stop calling today Blue Monday. It's just
we did that.
It's just a piece of absolute hype. It supposedly is the most depressing day of the year, which I'm sure for some Republicans it was, seeing Obama being inaugurated. Okay, fine. But the term Blue Monday was made up by a public relations guy who worked for a travel company who wanted to convince people that, well, we're 3 weeks into the new year, and you're finally getting your credit card bills from Christmas, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Don't you need some time off? Why don't you book a flight somewhere or a trip somewhere? That was the idea behind this as a PR stunt.
Right.
But media outlets heard Blue Monday the same way they hear Black Friday for the day after Thanksgiving, and they say, it's the busiest shopping day of the year, which it isn't. It's a lie also. Cyber Monday, not the busiest online day of the year, but the people in the media just, they're handed a piece of paper. Oh, today's Blue Monday, the most depressing day of the year. Not true. A guy named Ben Goldacre, who runs a website called badscience.com, says not only did this get into the media, it was even co-opted by the Mental Health Foundation and some good Samaritans who supposedly had good intentions. But why would they try to make you feel more miserable in January? 30 studies over 130 years on the subject show there's no more suicide or depression in any time in January than there is in the spring or the early summer or the fall or the rest of the winter. There's no actual pattern at all. Then he went and checked, are there more antidepressant prescriptions in January, and particularly on this day, than the rest of the year? No. Actually, that peaks in May and June and in November and December. But there's no way that this is the most depressing time of the year, let alone the most depressing day of the year. But as you know, in the American media, all you have to do is put a slogan on it, and they'll run with it until it dies. Hopefully now it will. But I ain't betting on it, are you?
Let's hope you killed it.
You know what? Get back to me on Black Friday of this year. We'll hear it all over again. That's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon for today. John Hadley's coming up with the sports show and some more stuff on Stan Musial. I'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 3. And online on Twitter, at Paul Harris Show, or my page on KTRS.com. Thanks for listening.
Warm bed. You just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550. Green.